Hi, I'm Griffin, and yeah, that's me starting chants in the background. You might know me as that guy who came to your lunch table and asked you to sign up for the school blood drive. Maybe you see me at dance marathon. Maybe you know me as number 59 on a football team or from Cromwell Young Life or have seen me in the student section. Maybe you know me from right here at 91.3 WHJE. But even if you've never heard of me before, you can just tell from those few sentences I'm a pretty involved guy. Everything I do brings out a side of me. Football brings the good teammate out of me, and student government's where I like to show my leadership and be a difference maker in the lives of students at CHS. Young Life is where I grow in my faith, and right here at WHJE is where I chase my dream. How do I maintain that positive attitude through it all? It's simple to me. I've always lived life on the brighter side, and I figured I was doing the best thing when somebody told me a few years back that my happiness made them happy, and I brightened their day. A few years ago, I lost my favorite teacher after a very surprising brain aneurysm that ended her life. That hit me pretty hard. One day you're there, and the next day you're off this earth, and then I realized life can hit us at every moment, and we need to live every single moment like it's our last. None of us know the exact date or time we are going to die, but what we do know is that we have the day ahead of us to live. Since that day I lost my favorite teacher, I've had a positive attitude day after day after day, and I found that it doesn't just make my life better, but it makes the people's lives around me better too. So are there days when I'm down? Oh yeah, all the time. And what's so hard is when you're a super positive guy 99% of the time, the one time you aren't positive, you have every single person you know asking, "What's wrong, Griff? Are you okay?" And what hurts the most, "Griff, why aren't you happy? You're always happy." You see, chances are, if I'm in a really sad mood, it probably means every time you ask me why I'm sad, it will just remind me once again why I was sad in the first place. But don't worry, I'll get over it pretty fast, and I'll be back to my normal self in no time. So that's me, Griffin Gonzalez, and once again, yeah, that's me in the background. You might know me from a ton of things here at Cromwell High School, but those who really do know me and have spent a lot of time with me have told me I've made their lives better, and I've made mine better in the process. And this, I believe, is the power of a positive attitude. For WHJE Radio, this has been Griffin Gonzalez. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.